My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will Davin have the Skype video chat with his scammer Belinda? Or will Granny get in the way of it? Listen and enjoy.
Listen, today's a big day for the show.
Yay. Yes.
Big day for the show. My girlfriend, Flory, not Flory, sorry. My girlfriend, Belinda. I get my dames confused.
I know.
My girlfriend, Belinda, has agreed to have our Skype call today. When we last left off with my, now remember, there's a couple ladies now in my life.
You are just pimp.
All right. First, there's my girlfriend, Belinda.
Yes.
My lovely angel, Belinda.
Aww.
Who, we've been going back and forth, and she said, today, I mean the next time we spoke, we were going to have that Skype video chat, which everybody seems to think is very important, that if it's the girl that I'm seeing in the picture,
yeah,
everything's kosher, maybe this is different. Maybe this time it's different.
It would be the linchpin on it, sure.
Maybe I'm a scumbag for toying with a sweet girl who's come clean. That's what we've come up with, right?
This would be the linchpin in that.
All right.
Yeah. Kind of sway.
And then,
the view
and then there's
have.
Then there's Richard El Dorado's old flame, Mavis Mills, who popped back into my life.
Guys, that, messing with my chick.
Well, you didn't answer your email, stupid. I can't help it. Somebody's got to pick up the slack. Somebody's not familiar with the spam filter. Ooh, technology. So she wants back into Rich's life. But I, fake Davin, feel very
yes.
bad for Richard, who's a very gentle soul.
Looking out for his pal.
So,
yeah, Eldorado, yes.
So I am making her work. And we have links of Mavis and Belinda together. We have found evidence. They don't know we have the evidence, but we know
because
we have.
Because they're stupid.
Yeah. Well, no, they just don't. They don't expect this to happen. So I went all.
No, they don't.
I went all what Florida's prosecution should have done on. And I gave quite the interrogation. I think we all agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yes.
That's
good.
Where to the point where she said that she would Skype with me.
Just to shut you up.
She said she would Skype with. And what we came from this is we came with a couple different things. You guys now both think that Mavis and Belinda are not the same person.
I kind of don't think they're the same person.
So you don't think they're the same person? And you also think maybe my pimp hand was a little too strong and I smacked that bitch up and I might have chased her away.
Now, which one?
Mavis. Because you said Mavis, she's got nothing invested in.
You don't have that investment in her. You can afford to do that, like I said last week.
So is Belinda going to talk to me, and did I scare Mavis away? Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
I got a recap for the peeps. February 13th, 2013. Belinda. We have our little niceties. She goes, okay, why don't you go to the cafe to have the video chat like we agreed, but had to take Granny to the hospital for the checkup.
There it is. There it is.
Now, Granny's been sick, kids. Uh-huh. She's had eye issues.
She's got dry eyes.
She does have dry eyes.
They call those things drops.
So you feel vindicated, Joe?
I feel vindicated.
You're happy in my pain. And so you know, I got all dressed up. It wasn't the usual raggedy t-shirt and boxer
shorts.
You put
the tuxedo on?
No, but
see,
you know
what? She's stupid sitting here in a tuxedo going, okay.
Okay,
listen.
Fine.
I hope Granny's better.
I'm going to Skype with my gal. Mm-hmm. There's already been issues about me being fat and old. I gotta look.
Hey,
present.
I feel. All
right. What? Exactly. But I love her. Yeah. So I gotta be presentable. So I did try to look good because this is video.
And what were you?
Oh, that's funny.
Good
what were
in?
You wearing, dude?
I didn't get. I wasn't wearing a suit.
You know what you were wearing? What were you wearing?
What are you wearing?
I think it's a designer shirt and jeans and something.
Okay.
Like it is like a name label. I think it was black because black's slimming.
How many buttons open?
No, there was no buttons open. It was a pullover. But I was trying to look nice. Trying to look nice for my gal. I'm nervous. I got the butterflies. And now it's not happening.
Oh.
I thought it was going to happen. You guys, see, Joe's feel vindicated, but there's no what about Davin's feelings. This must be a big disappointment to Davin. There's none of that.
No. We want to get on to what's her excuse.
Granny's sick.
And I bet she uses Granny as a that card for everything.
Oh, yeah.
That old gal. She probably.
You never thought this was going to happen, did you?
No, Davin, we did not. Wasn't that right, Pip?
Oh, you know what? No, we just didn't see that one coming.
Fine. We'll go on. I ask, is she okay?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, her eyes were swollen this morning, and she said she couldn't see well. Ask the nice man to mop up when he's done.
Yeah, I...
I go, I'm sorry, she was getting better, I thought. She goes, yeah, she was, but everything changed just this morning.
Of course it did.
We got a call from the home office. I go, sorry, sad face. When can we vid chat? If it changed in the morning, why did you wait so long to take her to the hospital? Because it's later on in the afternoon.
Right.
She goes, we had to wait for her eldest son who wanted to come along. I go, is that your uncle? She goes, yeah, he is.
What is it, a field trip?
Yes, everybody's going.
Why not? Listen, if it's your mom.
Let's make a day of it.
Okay.
If it's your mom, it's viable.
Okay. It can happen. Yeah.
I go, are you close with him?
You made him at the hospital. Why am I yelling?
I don't know.
You think everybody has a car to drive, Joe? They got to wait. Not everybody has a yak to hop on. Spoiled yakmeister.
When she's ready to negotiate, we might be talking about getting her one.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We want a yak in every garage.
Not like a chicken in every pot, a yak in every garage.
Yeah. Ooh, chicken.
I go, are you close with him? She goes, yeah, we are. I go, that's good. So, babe, when can we do that vid chat? The longer this goes on, the more stressed I become about everything. Sad face.
Mm.
She goes, I want her to get a little better before I leave her. Maybe tomorrow I'll let you know. I go, I understand. Granny first. I agree. But please. Babe, this has already gone on a week later than I agreed to. I love you, but at some point,
mm-hmm.
She goes, I know it's difficult, but please bear with me. Spelled like Joe would spell it, like the animal.
You know, would spell like that. And also, next time he calls, oh, did you get this done? You get that done? I had to take Granny to the hospital. And they'll go, oh, okay, hope she's better.
I've used
that
too.
And stupid goes away.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.